नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। अरविंद केजरीवाल सीम टू हैव सॉफ्टन्ड हिज सैंड on Sunday night in the ongoing standoff with Lieutenant General Anil Baijal and the IAS Association, as several IAS officers came together to level counter-allegations against the Delhi government, saying that they are afraid of a lack of security, Kejriwal assured the bureaucrats that they are his family. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's dharna against Lieutenant General Anil Baijal has found much-needed support in the Chief Ministers of four non-BJP states. In a major show of unity, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee joined hands with left leader and Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, along with Andhra Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu and Karnataka Chief Minister Kumaraswamy, to back Kejriwal in his dharna. Well, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said on Sunday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi did not give any assurance when she, along with three other chief ministers, raised the political crisis in Delhi with him. Banerjee, Kerala's Pinarayi Vijayan, Andhra Pradesh's Chandrababu Naidu and Karnataka's Kumaraswamy had a meeting with the PM Modi and Home Minister Rajnath Singh on the sidelines of the Niti Aayog Governing Council meeting. The 135-kilometer-long Eastern Peripheral Expressway, after being inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in UP's Baghpat on 27 May, had fallen prey to a series of thefts amounting to Rs 4 crores. Solar panels, barbed wires, iron gates on either sides of the expressway, LED lights installed in underpasses and steel fences have been stolen within less than months of inauguration. A month after it launched the ceasefire in Jammu and Kashmir, the BJP-led union government has decided to not extend it any further. Taking to Twitter, Home Minister Rajnath Singh credited the armed forces for their restraint and asked them to resume operations against terrorists like before. Well, Shiv Sena has launched a scathing attack on the centre's foreign policy and said that the numerous international tours in politics of the BJP-led NDA's disbandment has proved to be inefficient and futile. India's security is being bathed in blood every day in the Kashmir Valley, said an editorial in the Sena mouthpiece Samna. That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak. Do stay tuned with us for tomorrow's News18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.